What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, I saw you had a winner. Congratulations to them. Let us know who it was and what do you got?
Brian Nunez is our winner, and he wanted me to say that he is a huge fan of Sedano, and Cap's all right, is what he said.
Yeah. Oh, damn, dog. Right. Oh, what up? Right. Congrats, bro.
But you know what?
He's going to the game with you, though.
But he's coming to the game with me.
That's what I told him. He said, that's cool. Cap's cool, too.
You're going to see what's going to happen between now and Monday.
Well, he said
Monday will be BFFs.
You're going to bring it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be like, oh, man, I love that Cappy guy.
Nunez, my man.
Anyway, Snoop Dogg and friends are headed to the Hollywood Bowl. They announced today that they're going to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the hip-hop legend's debut studio album, Doggy Style. The special concert is produced by Dr. Dre, and it will be, actually, they're going to have two of them. They're going to be held June 27th and 28th, and a host of special guests are also slated to attend. The tickets for this concert go on sale this Friday, May 5th at 10 a.m. on the Hollywood Bowl website. So that's something that I definitely want to go to.
What is the date of that? Is the 27th and 28th of June?
Correct.
And you say it's Snoop and Dr. Dre, and they're going to bring in some special guests?
Yep, and a whole bunch of friends.
And where is this all happening?
The Hollywood Bowl.
Huh. Wow. I mean, there's a bunch of concerts that are like on my list now. Like I heard today as I was driving up from South LA, the advertisements for that Peace Out tour for Aerosmith on December 7th at the Kia Forum with the Black Crowes opening up. I got to go to that. And now this Snoop Dogg thing is happening. I never got that Snoop Dogg outfit from halftime at the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Not be a good time to order it, right?
That, and I could rock my, I guess my, my cool, you know, like Air Force Ones, and start putting an outfit together.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think about my Mandy's outfit, too,
mm-hmm.
by the way. We're a month out from the Mandy's.
I feel like that's something you should probably get
I sent you that picture of that Pitbull outfit I was going to buy.
That was sharp. That was sharp looking. I got to wear something.
I'm just really messy, though. I'll spill on that, and it'll drive me insane.
But I got to rock something from the Dylan Brooks, Russell Westbrook kind of school of jacket with no shirt under it.
Well, I feel like they do it in two completely different ways. Like Dylan Brooks does like the grungy style, and Russell Westbrook at least does like the classier version of that look.
Well, I mean, for me, that look won't work, which is why it will be so shocking. Like when I come walking in dressed like I'm Russell Westbrook, no shirt on underneath my jacket, fat belly hanging out.
I think that would look better than the Stone Cold look, Cap.
You think so?
Yes.
George, have you already started to work on your Mandy's outfit?
Yeah, I thought about it for like 2 seconds when I was at the store the other day, but that's about it.
But you're not going to like, are you just going to go into your closet and just find whatever you want to that Saturday night?
That's what I did last year.
Right, but you're not going to
pretty sharp,
pre-plan though. You're not going to think this thing through?
I mean, I've been meaning to buy a white suit anyway.
Really?
Just because I want to rock it one day on TV for the on like a playoff game or something.
You know I can't wear a white suit.
Why?
You know why.
Because you're white?
In case you need your extra pair of underpants.
Oh.
Can't take a risk.
I thought
like
you
that.
Were saying you were like doing a pigmentation.
No. Oh. I like to wear white pants during the summer.
Because I'll tan up before that for sure.
No, but it's very dangerous.
If I'm wearing the
for
white
me.
Suit on TV,
yeah.
I'll make sure to be out in the sun a little bit a day or two before.
Like if I drink a couple cups of coffee and then put on white pants.
Underpants.
We got problems.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now.
You know, it's funny you say that because you were just talking about cargo pants. I'm wearing white cargo pants.
Be careful,
you
girl.
You could never wear white cargo pants, Cappy. Imagine
that. Be careful.
That.
Be yeah. careful, Lindsay Baseball.
Right. That is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. I was just imagining you pooping your pants in white cargo pants. Real quick. Jonathan Watson, great listener. Really like a producer on this station in a lot of ways with the content. Says at Sedano, at Scott Kaplan, at Lindsay Baseball, at Unique, hashtag COT as in Circle of Trust. This is the same type of debate Lakers fans and NBA Twitter were having about Pau Gasol. Some didn't think he deserved it. AD has already equaled Wilton Jerry West in rings. That is true. And Robert Wilkins, who I love as well, also says I've lost my mind that AD's only played 4 years, only won championship. I mean, Pau Gasol only played 6.5 seasons for the Lakers.
Right, but
AD's going to end up playing more than Pau Gasol.
Well,
more years.
Or well, unless we go back to what you were saying to us last Friday, where you were going to trade him for Joel Embiid if they didn't win this past week. I mean, look. All I'm saying is this.
I said that I would trade him for Joel Embiid, sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. All I'm saying is this. AD.
Well, I don't think Daryl Morey would either, so.
Okay. Has he had a great career? Yeah, he's had a great career.
Mm-hmm.
Is he an all-time Lakers legend? I don't think he is.
He's getting there.
But it's that's my point.
He's there right now if he retired. If he had some tragic thing happen to him, he would be retired. His jersey would get retired. Number three would be in the rafters. Yes. Mm-hmm. LeBron is right.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Will you not? Then you know what? You don't get to show up to the event.
Well.
Nope, you're gone. You're out. You're not on the list.
It's like Rob Pelinka said earlier today. Yeah. When Steve Mason asked Rob Pelinka, should I come up to him and talk to him on Monday
you're
when we're at the game?
You're going
to
tell him that's a bad idea?
I'm just going to say to him, like, hey, you wanted some ideas? John Ireland told you I was not short on opinions? I like AD proving to guys like me and to Barkley and everybody else who doubted his ability to stay healthy, I like stories of redemption. As of today, he is not an all-time Laker legend.
Okay.
Now, LeBron is going to try and do everything he can to make sure that we all go, hey, whatever you say, LeBron. But I would say let's all focus on winning game two rather than focus on whether or not AD is going to be in the rafters.
Yeah, of course. But you and I have already been talking about game one and two for 2 hours.
Well, I'm a focused guy, George.
Yeah. Yeah, you're focused.
I'm a focused guy.
Yeah.
And by the way, as far as Jonathan Watson is concerned,
yeah,
God bless my brother.
God bless him.
Okay, because I see a lot of pictures at his church.
He wore jeans
on Sundays.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's reminding us to all, you know, take a moment here on Sundays.
Yeah.
And have a little time.
Yeah. All right. Outsider, insider. Laura, hit the music one more time. There you go, Cappy. What do you got for me? As we look around the NBA. Are you bobbing to the ESPN music?
I am, as a matter of fact.
I felt like this segment was more appropriate for this music.
Okay.
Right?
I'm trying to find my notes. I wrote them all down. It's not going so well for me right now.
It's okay.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I found them.
Yeah.
Thank you. George.
Cappy.
Saw Philadelphia beat Boston.
In game one, yeah.
Without Joel Embiid.
Correct.
I would have assumed that Philadelphia was toast without him. They proved me wrong.
Yeah.
Philadelphia for real in this series?
Yeah, I think they're for real. I think that Boston is a better team. Boston will still win the series. I also think that Joel Embiid's injury is pretty serious. I know he's playing today, so I kind of give him a mulligan on today's game. I don't know what he's done yet. I haven't even looked. I know that it's halftime and Boston's up 10. Up 8, sorry. And, you know, Joel's only taken 5 shots and only played 17 minutes. So I would imagine that he's kind of easing back into this thing. It's probably not smart, in my opinion. I would have probably sat in one more game. That's just me. But, yeah, I think Philly can play. I think Philly's got a good squad. I think these two teams played really well against each other during the regular season. Things were even fairly. So, yeah, I think Philly will – they've done their job. They've split. They'll be fine.
All right. Let's go over to this Miami series, okay? I love the Miami-New York series because I'm old school like that. Like, I loved those Alonzo Mourning Heat teams. And I loved that era between the Heat and the Knicks when both teams were kind of battling to see who was going to be second place behind Michael Jordan and the Bulls. Mm-hmm. But with Jimmy Butler being out, what do you think about your Heat's chances?
Jimmy Butler is going to be back for game three, and the Heat are going to exploit the Knicks for the frauds that they are.
Wow, that sounds personal.
I don't think so. I just think that the Knicks are not as good. I love when the Knicks are in the playoffs because I love the kind of the fact that, you know, we get Madison Square Garden and the crowd there is always crazy and fun and whatever. And the Knicks fans are also silly and delusional. But then what happens is it's really the media that are the New York Knicks people that drive me up the wall. I've learned that because they start hyping them up like there's something that they're not. And they're really just this. I remember going on Around the Horn and sorry, Lindsay, because I'm going to bring this up. And they kept asking me during the season, can the Knicks win a playoff series? And I kept saying 3 weeks in a row, I said, if they play the Cavs, they're going to win that series. And they're like, well, what about beyond that? I'm like, nah, that's about it. They're like a second round team. And that's what they're going to be. As long as Jimmy Butler has a modicum of health, the Heat are winning this series in 6 games.
All right.
Maybe less.
Outsider, insider, here we go. So the Phoenix Suns are down 0-2 to the number one seed, the Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul hurt again in the playoffs.
I know. I feel so bad for him, man.
I mean, it's just the way it goes.
God.
You know, it's a long season. He's an older guy now.
So terrible.
And the history just tells you, because I know this guy who always has this thing that he says about, like, past injury is a great indicator of future injury.
The biggest predictor of future injury is past injury.
And that's kind of the deal with Chris Paul. So
no, I know.
Are the Suns down 0-2 toast?
I mean, toast, no, because you still have Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, but you're on life support. You're absolutely up against the ropes, okay? You are getting pummeled, and only this we're getting close to the last round, and you can only be saved by the bell in the last round. So you are taking a beating right now. You better find a way to tie up your opponent and make sure the referee breaks you apart here.
All right, last one. This one's for Lindsay Baseball.
Because, by the way,
yeah,
I haven't even talked about Denver yet.
Yeah.
Denver won a game in the first game, outscoring them, showing them how great and beautiful their offense is. And in game two, they won a game in the mud in a slugfest, a defensive slugfest. I've been trying to tell people all year, this Denver team is not the team you thought they were previously.
I really want to see Denver win this series because I'm not a Durant fan, and I would love to see Phoenix, who everybody jumped on their bandwagon as soon as Durant was traded there. They're going to win the West. I would love to see them get knocked out at this stage of the game.
I mean, they had 4 points off the bench the other day. They are going to need to make some real changes to the secondary group on that team.
Sounds like the Cavs.
No, not like the Cavs at all.
All right, outsider, insider. Last one. This one's for Lindsay Baseball. Every time we're watching a Laker game, Lindsay winds up sending us stuff about Tristan Thompson.
I mean, he is kind of funny on the bench.
It's hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
It is hilarious.
The fact that this guy was like on ESPN 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he was on with me one day.
This guy pulled a Jeff Saturday. Only the difference is that he's sitting at the end of the bench. Jeff Saturday was calling plays.
Yeah.
He literally got pulled from the studios of ESPN, and he's on the bench. Is Tristan Thompson going to, because for all the cheerleading and theatrics that he does on the bench, and for all the talking to LeBron and the coaching up LeBron, is Tristan Thompson going to contribute 1 minute of playing time in this series?
If there's a blowout, I mean.
But there was a blowout the last series. It was a huge blowout, and they emptied the bench, what, twice? And he still didn't even get in the game.
Yeah, so there's a decent chance he doesn't. No.
Somebody give me Tristan Thompson's job.
Like, did Deion,
come on.
Deion Waiters, I mean, I guess he played for like a few minutes here and there in the bubble, but didn't he play? I don't think he played in the playoffs very much.
No.
What a deal.
He played some minutes,
and
though.
And J.R. Smith also didn't play very much during the play. I'd have to look this up.
But what a deal. You don't play. They bring you into a playoff-caliber team. Now you're getting paid. Now you're traveling with the team. Now you're part of it.
You're back with your boy LeBron.
And you don't have to do anything. You literally do not have to do anything. They're not asking you to play.
Oh, but he does a lot.
I mean, not really.
Let me tell you something. I can cheerlead just as well as this guy.
He's a hilarious cheerleader because he gets so into it. My favorite was the one where I think it was Dylan Brooks had an air ball three. And like he so theatrically held his nose like, oh, that shot stinks. And like waved his hand in the air. It was so funny. You know, I see him doing
J.R. Smith in the first round series played 4 games and played some decent minutes in a couple of those. In the second round, he played a total of 6 minutes and 48 seconds. In the Western Conference Final, he played a grand total of 4 minutes and 8 seconds. And in the finals, he played about 10 minutes roughly in 6 games.
Wow.
I'm trying to find Deion Waiters, though.
Tristan Thompson, bro, I could do what he's doing. All I need is a yellow sweatsuit, and I'll stand there on the bench. I'll hype it up with LeBron. I'll have a handshake with LeBron. You don't need me to do anything. You don't need Tristan Thompson to do anything. He's just getting paid for being there. God, I'm jealous.
Good for him, though.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah, but I mean, I get it. I'm jealous of people at times.
But I have a question, though, for you, NBA insider.
Yeah.
Why, in all seriousness,
I'm jealous of Lee Jenkins.
Why did they sign
you
him?
You are?
Why did they sign him? Yeah. Just to have an extra.
Because he's a Jared Dudley. He's a good guy to have in the locker room.
Yeah.
And LeBron needs somebody to carry his bag.
Okay.
No, he doesn't do that. Deion Waiters played in the first round against Portland, 3 games. He played a grand total of just under 8 minutes in the second round against Houston and then didn't log a minute in the Western Conference Finals or Finals. So, yeah, Tristan is on less than those guys potentially for sure. Yeah.
There you go. There's Outsider Insider.
Yeah.
This is your time of the year, Mr. Insider.
Yeah.
This is your deal, man. This gets you hyped.
There. I'm George Sedona.
Don't we know it? You done with that podcast now?
Yeah, I was just guest hosting for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and?
And that's it. I'm not guest hosting
You're
anymore.
You're done with it,
I'm
huh?
sure they'll ask you back.
I mean, especially the way you introduce yourself.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, so there. Professional.
I'm George Sedona.
Yeah. I mean, if they ask me back, I'll do it gladly.
Of course, naturally you will.
Why wouldn't I?
Kathy, sure. Would you do it if they asked you?
Depends.
I wonder why they never asked Mason.
How would your intro go?
Hi there. I'm Scott Kaplan. Perhaps you've heard me on the airwaves of 710 with my partner, George Sedona. See, he doesn't include me.
See? I just read what was in the lyrics,
well,
man.
Then
or
tell
what
them
was in the script.
Rewrite it. Rewrite that stuff, man.
There's a strike right now, Cappy.
There's a writer's strike. I'm not allowed to cross the picket line.
Use AI to write your script.
It's a good idea.
Who, God, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
A second ago.
Who knows?
Damn it.
Tristan Thompson.
We were talking about Tristan Thompson, but there was something I don't know. I forgot. It was something I was going to go, but I forgot. All right, coming up next, Trey Turner besmirched the Dodgers.
Oh, come on.
Let's get to that next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Every rose has its thorns, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn,
yeah, it does.
Hey, I want to say something to Flea, who I know is out there listening this afternoon. Yo, Flea, if you ever need me and Sedano to do any backup vocals
for you and Anthony and crew,
just let me know, bro, because I got some tidy whities and I will rock them on stage and I will sing my ass off for you guys.
You're
I will give you
away,
everything
give
I got.
Away, give it away now?
I will give Flea everything I got, George.
Yeah.
You know he's got a new podcast?
Flea does?
Yeah.
The Flea Cast.
Really?
Is that what it's called?
No, I
was going to say.
Should call it that.
Yeah.
Is he talking Lakers on his Flea Cast?
No, I think it's like a celebrity friend interview type of thing.
Oh, enough with those already. Come on, Flea.
What do you mean?
That's just like everybody's podcast is now like, hey, I'm a celebrity, so I'm going to get all my celebrity buddies, and that's what we're going to do. And it's like, I get it.
They get great stories that way.
I know.
Here, Cappy, what it is. It's called This Little Light, and it's a 15-part series that explores the influences and teachers that inspired some of Flea's own musical heroes.
There you
now,
go.
That
Rick
is
Rubin,
100
Patti
more
Smith,
interesting
Thundercat.
To me. Yeah. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I love Flea. Love him.
I know. You're sucking up to him right now.
Big time.
Yeah.
We should have him on to talk about his podcast.
We should.
I would love to. Maybe I'll see him on Monday night.
See him at the game. Invite him on.
Yeah.
Maybe he listens to your podcast, George.
The ESPN Daily?
I'm George Sedona.
Maybe. You never know.
Maybe he listens to the CappyCast.
A lot of people.
What do you mean? What does that mean? Maybe he watches the CappyCast on TV. Maybe he watches the CappyCast on YouTube. Maybe he listens to the CappyCast on every platform known to man.
Major shade thrown.
I know. Maybe he gets my newsletter.
He was so ready to.
We all get your newsletter.
Your newsletter, bro. Enough with
that. We all get the newsletter.
How many
we don't
times
want it.
I get it more than once in the same email.
No, you don't. You get once.
I get it more, and I don't even know how you got my email addresses.
I never signed up for it.
Yeah, did you plug in our email addresses?
Maybe I did something from a privacy control standpoint.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, so we could sue you now.
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't sue you, Kippy.
Thank you.
Just spam.
I know.
That was
Flea,
funny, though.
Hey, Flea. You are welcome around here anytime, my man. Anytime.
That should be a good drop if you find it. It'd be a hilarious drop.
I loved how you're like,
That's right. He probably doesn't listen to the CappyCast. He probably watches it on television.
There you go,
Cappy. He sees it.
While he's doing his podcast.
Well, that or while he's in the studio just playing with his bass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. And he's watching the Cappy Cast on television, cable TV.
Yeah. Jamming out.
It's on in your neighborhood, buddy.
Yeah.
You just don't have cable TV. That's your problem.
DirecTV?
It doesn't have, it's not on DirecTV.
Staying true to DirecTV.
Nah, I'm still old school cable.
It's easier.
I'm on cable.
I know.
What can I tell you?
But you're going to have to go on YouTube for NFL Red Zone.
Is that the deal? I'm going to have to go on YouTube TV.
Or YouTube.
Oh, really?
Either one.
You got to subscribe to either one.
Oh, well, I subscribe to YouTube TV.
Well, if you have YouTube TV, then you still have to subscribe to the NFL Red Zone.
Yeah, if you have YouTube TV, it's cheaper. I think it's like $50 cheaper.
You get a little,
I got to figure out, though, like, you know those apps that you can cancel subscriptions that you have? I realized this week I have two subscriptions to the LA Times. So each one, whatever it costs, $16 or whatever, I got two of those. I got two subscriptions to something else. I got to clean this whole subscription thing up. We are all being taken advantage of by not canceling subscriptions.
Yeah, I know. That's why you got to cancel subscriptions.
I mean, I even
But
like,
you're like the worst at that
the
stuff.
The worst.
Like, I can't even imagine how much money you're literally giving people for free.
It's the password.
Especially for someone like you who like only thinks about money.
Well, it's not that I only think about money. You know, it's just that I seem to be donating a lot of it to the LA Times right now.
Yeah.
Because I got two subscriptions.
But they're like super easy.
What do I do?
Just go to their website and cancel.
Really?
Yeah, it's just as simple as that.
But then I don't want them to cancel both, only one.
Okay, well, log into the one with the email that you want them to cancel. That's not that hard. It takes 2 seconds.
Things like this are hard for me.
Just log into the website.
Just saying, things like this are hard for me. That's all.
You should throw the laughs after, too, because that actually would make it even better.
Nah, that was rude. You know what you should do? You should do better.
Okay. Trey Turner said the Dodgers could do better or should have done something, period. When asked if he could have returned to the Dodgers, he says they didn't make him an offer and that he definitely would have considered it or would have entertained it. Now, do you buy that?
Yeah. What? Hold on a second.
I'll say this. I think the Dodgers, here's my sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just my sense of the situation. The Dodgers got a sense that they weren't going to be able to be in the ballpark financially for him. And they just were like, okay, we've got to think longer term than this, even though they have a big hole at shortstop. I think they didn't want to waste their time or his time based on the money that he probably wanted.
Yeah, but why not? I mean, when you think about it, if you were the Dodgers,
if you lowball him, then you're really just gonna insult him.
Well, but who cares? 2 years ago, you went out and made a trade. You gave up top prospects in your system to get Trey Turner and Max Scherzer.
I also feel like I've heard stories,
about
that there was more to this decision than that, and it's nothing like bad about Trey specifically, but there was more that went into that decision.
All I'm saying is this. That I believe Trey Turner when he says that they really did not make me an offer. I don't think it's that far-fetched. I think that it's very realistic. The Dodgers may have been thinking to themselves, we've been paying these luxury taxes for all these years. We don't need to give this guy a 12-year, $400 million contract.
11 for 30, 300, but yeah, I get your point. Since we had GM Day, ask Andrew Friedman to come on.
Okay.
But he's not really the GM.
He's making the decisions.
All right, but he's got different titles.
He's the president.
Well, then let's have President Day.
Okay, then there you go. But not everybody has a president.
Well, I would love to have Andrew Friedman on the show.
Yeah, we can just ask him.
And look, is it far-fetched to think that an organization looked at a guy and said, hey, you know what? We don't want to have one of these 10-year mega contracts like everybody else is signing these guys. We'll be able to get by. And just so you know, they were right, at least right now.
Here's what Turner said. I don't know if surprise is the right word when asked about the Dodgers' decision to not heavily pursue him this winter. I had conversations with them in spring training last year, and that didn't work out. Once that happened, anything's possible. It's a business. It just didn't work out. So they did try to get him in spring training before the season, going into it before his last season, and they made him an offer that they didn't like, and they moved on. That was their number.
Doesn't sound like it was a number that was worth even going back and forth with. But here's the bottom line.
So they made him an offer, just not a competitive offer.
Maybe.
And They probably viewed him and said, look, the Dodgers have been very specific on who they've given these crazy long-term deals with. It's Mookie Betts. That's your answer.
Well, that's just right. So, look, everybody in baseball knows that if you're a top superstar, your next contract can be one that will set you up for the rest of your career and really set you up for life. And if you're the Dodgers, even with the hole at shortstop and you're on like your fourth guy and you're having to use Mookie Betts at times, can we just all pump the brakes for a second and realize they're in first place? I grant you it's only 30 games so far this season, but they are in first place. So
the club here, according to the reports, made a modest push during his free agency. Turner said that he had little dialogue with his camp, calling only once or twice over a couple of months. Most notably, a late push from San Diego. The Dodgers made no formal contract offers before he inked the mega deal outside of the offer during spring training.
And you think that Trey Turner is lying about this?
No, I didn't say he was lying. I just say I think there's more to it. And it's not some sort of indictment on Trey or anything specific to him. I just heard there's more to it.
Well, here's what I can tell you.
And by the way, he also did not have a great season last year, like by his own standards.
But again, it's like, do we sign this guy because we made a trade for him?
Is he worth the 11 years, $300 million?
If you're the Dodgers, you just don't give those contracts out like other teams do.
Right, and I don't have a problem with that.
And they shouldn't either, because they're still a competitive team that is still in first place in a division where their rival, if that's what you want to call them, went out and spent more than anybody ever would have expected they could have ever spent.
Right, 100%.
So I personally wouldn't have a big problem with it. I think a lot of us were surprised. And then because of the shortstop position, you know, the injury right away with Gavin Lux in spring training.
Yeah.
But not, listen, I wouldn't look back if I were them.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, big deal or no deal. Thanks, Christopher. All right, Lindsay, you take it away.
Thanks, Sedano.
Sedano.
All right. So an airline passenger raised a stink, pun intended there, online after posting about a fellow traveler using a headrest as a footrest. They posted the photo in the Reddit forum, mildly infuriating, which showed someone with their shoeless feet resting high up on the headrest in front of them. To make it worse, they said the person's feet stunk and the odor was prominent throughout the plane. So I feel like this is kind of a big deal. If you saw this on a flight, would you say something?
Just want to make sure I'm clear on this. The person is sitting behind them and they've got their bare feet up on the headrest?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, wow.
And his feet stunk.
So imagine you're sitting
like this.
You're in 25B. You're in a middle seat. And the guy in 26B has no shoes on and has his feet on your headrest. Whose responsibility is it? Is it the guy sitting on either side of the shoeless dude, or is it the guy whose seat he's kicking? Who should be saying something?
I mean, anybody. Everybody should be saying something. Like, yo, bro, that's gross. Stop doing that.
Anybody here got the guts on a plane to be like, excuse me. Would you please stop kicking my seat with your bare feet?
Okay, not even the kicking, just the smelly part.
Right. The smelly part is bad enough. But if you're the one being kicked, you got to turn around. Especially, like, one thing if it's like a little kid, like, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you just deal with it. Or you tell the parent, you give the parent, like, a hey. Or you do, like, a hey, buddy, come on. You know? But if it's like a grown ass person, you're like, hey, bro, you okay? Like, you got restless leg syndrome? What's going on there?
You know? Really? You ask him if he's got the syndrome.
Yeah.
Restless leg syndrome.
Yeah.
It's a serious syndrome, you know.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Right. Hey, RLS. That's very considerate of you.
Yeah.
So I was on a flight.
RLS is real.
Yeah, I was on a flight 2 weeks ago. I was flying back from Tampa, and I'm sitting in a middle seat. True story. Sitting in a middle seat in a emergency row, so there's nobody in front of me, so I got that going. And there's a gentleman behind me, and I can feel his knees in my lower back, in the back of my seat. And I'm like, I'm going to say something here. I may have to kick a little ass. And then this guy got up and he went to the bathroom and he was not kicking my seat anymore. And I took a look at this guy and I went, good thing I kept my mouth shut. This guy's a monster.
Right. That's why he has knees in your back. No wonder. He's too big.
Right. His knees are on my back because he's 6'5".
Yeah.
Poor guy sitting in a middle seat.
Yeah.
I should have offered him my seat.
Yeah, you should have.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
Would have been a nice thing to do.
But you're not a nice guy,
Hey, would
Cappy.
You stop kicking me in the back by taking my seat, please?
Yeah. I'm only kidding.
Kick someone else in the back. What airline was this?
This was on Delta.
Oh.
I thought it might have been...
Spirit?
Not Spirit. What was the other one? The discount one?
Oh, yeah. The one.
Breezy.
Breezy.
A little breezy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it Breeze? It's really Breeze.
Yeah, Breeze,
right?
Airlines.
It's
BA.
Breeze.
Wish it was Breezy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would.
Yep. Hey, Steve Kerr, by the way, was on that their flagship, the Warriors flagship station. Did he say anything? Do we know?
I haven't had time to go look because I'm producing a radio show.
Oh, okay. No problem. Just ask if we knew anything.
I mean, I could go back and check. I looked on Twitter. Well, I didn't see any.
Yeah, for
highlights.
Friday then. Yeah. We'll have it for Friday. Well, no, because the game is tomorrow, so right. it won't matter.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah. All right, forget it.
All right, next.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can only do so much, right? All right, guys. So this one, I'm very interested in what you guys think about this. A 21-year-old woman was accused of dressing inappropriately for the gym by a fellow patron, and she managed to catch the entire interaction on camera. So the girl was filming herself doing a workout challenge when she was confronted by another gym goer who said, quote, "Do you think you can walk around in the gym wearing that? We're in a public place. No one wants to see your boobs hanging out. Put a shirt on."
Disagree.
Also, this girl's like, you know, she's not like super chesty. It's not revealing. She's literally just wearing a sports bra that has like a small slit in it. It is nothing revealing. I've seen dozens of women wear similar outfits to the gym. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is a big deal that a woman actually like confronted her in the gym. But would you guys like, do you think it's okay?
Woman on woman crime.
Yeah, do you think it's okay for someone to like confront another gym goer about what they're wearing?
No. I think that's no deal for me. I don't care. Like, you can wear whatever you want to the gym. First of all, you wear whatever you want. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not the person that's going to police people. We've had these questions before about people on airlines, remember?
Yes.
About people's mm-hmm. shirts or whatever, or the attire they've worn. I don't care. Just, you're a grown ass person. Wear whatever you want or what you don't want.
I first of all want to say this. That the sexier you dress to the gym, the more I want to go.
But it's
of
not course. Sexy, though, either.
It wasn't.
It's just like regular gym attire.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the girls who work out at my gym, which, by the way, I've become the perfect gym member. I pay every month, and I'm not showing up. So I'm, like, the perfect guy.
You're the normal person.
Right. The girls who wear sexy stuff at my gym, they're smoking hot. And I find myself looking at them. And if they look at me and they give me a look like, what are you looking at? I'm going to be like, I'm looking at you.
That's weird.
Because that's why you dress that way.
No.
So people,
no,
yes.
No,
not the
can't
right?
Can't you just
no.
like no? wear, can a woman just like wear less clothes so they don't get sweaty and bogged down with like yes. wet, nasty clothes at but the gym just like a guy?
But what about when all these women are checking me out while I'm working out? And they're like, hey, nice shorts.
I just feel
hey,
like
cool
go to the
t-shirt.
Gym, work out, that's it.
No, it's not like that. It's a social scene at the gym.
That's not true.
No,
I
it
go
is
work
true.
Out and that's it.
It is a social scene. And listen, let me tell you guys. I had a guy whose wife used to work out. She was an adult film star. He was a Major League Baseball player. The three of us would all spin in the same spin class. I always sat behind her because she wore a thong to a spin class.
Here we go.
Now, most people would be disgusted by that because the sweat of her tuchus would get on the seat of the spin bike. But me, I sat behind her, and I liked it.
I feel like you're revealing a part of yourself that you probably shouldn't be revealing on
which
the radio.
Part? Which part? The part
you're
that sat
creepy.
Behind
I mean,
the...
like, not everybody goes, like, wants to be, you know,
checked out
at the
gym.
Yeah.
She did. This girl did.
I okay, mean, maybe in this
do.
Case, you're someone wearing a thong, maybe you're right, yes. But I would say, generally speaking, regardless of what you look like, a girl should be able to wear like shorts and a sports bra to the gym and not feel like everyone's staring at her and judging her, right?
Yeah,
but gyms where people hook up.
No, that's not it's, true.
I don't go to the totally to true. The gym to hook up. I go to work out.
Yes,
people go to hook up.
Not everybody.
Maybe you.
Does.
A lot of people do. A lot of people go to hook
You're
up.
You're also taken. You should.
Many people go to the gym to hook up.
It's true.
Because Cappy says so.
I know this is a fact. I've been to the gym. I've hooked up at the gym. A lot of people do that.
I haven't, so does that make me wrong? Am I not most people?
No, listen, I'm just giving you guys...
You're saying they're the outliers?
I'm saying, yeah, I'm saying I'm the inlier.
Okay, whatever. Liar part is true for sure.
Seriously, yeah.
I couldn't win. I was either an outlier or an inliar.
You're still a liar.
Outsider.
Right, one more lens or no?
Laura, do you have one?
Oh. I have one, but obviously it's a big deal. I sent you guys a story earlier about a woman, an influencer here in California, who lied about posting that her kids were...
Kidnapped!
Kidnapped.
Crazy!
By two crazy looking Latinos, right? And she blew up on TikTok, over 4 million views. It was investigated. She was also found out that she was lying for, you know, just for the clout. So obviously, big deal. So I won't even ask that.
Wait, but who does that?
Serious, demented people.
Who Lori says Vallow? Their kids were kidnapped on
it's
social
crazy.
Media?
What's the incentive?
To get more views on her
to literally
social
get views.
Media.
Wow, yeah. That's horrendous.
It's like, because she gets
that's
paid, right?
That's awful.
That's
yeah.
horrible.
So my thing is, again, big deal, duh. Mm-hmm. But what is the craziest thing you know of that somebody did to get more social media views.
I don't know. I don't have friends that do that. Like, I mean, not like like real friends. I'm talking about, like, I'm sure there's media friends that people I've met in the media that do crazy crap. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, Skip Bayless has made millions doing it. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not friends with the guy. I mean, I know him. I worked with him for a minute. But, like, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people in this industry that do it. Yeah, for sure.
George, do you know anyone who has ever been buried alive for 12 hours? For social media clout.
No, I don't.
Or somebody who is camped out on a billboard overnight.
Yeah, you got it.
I know what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Are you doing your wacky radio thing again?
Go, no, give me the voice.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you got to do the voice, girl.
Do you know someone who camped out overnight on a billboard?
No, the wacky radio.
The wacky radio
guy?
Yeah. She's talking about Mason.
She's talking about Mason. I got it right away.
I said no names.
On the second one. Yeah.
You like to poke at those guys.
Poke the bear.
They did
like
kick
Dylan,
me off their show.
They did kick you off their show.
I mean,
I tell no lies. You know,
they did.
2 years
they
later,
they made a trade. I remember when I got that call as the GM of this team.
You don't like the trade?
No, I love the trade. Okay. I'm just saying. I thought at the time I was like, oh, it's kind of weird that you kicked me off your show, but okay, whatever.
Wow, you took it as a kicking off.
It was.
Oh, George shook his head like it was a kicking
Mason
off.
Mason got mad at me because I
immediately said, oh, yeah, like, let's go. Like, it wasn't even a hesitation. It's kind of like...
He kicked Bergman out, too, you know.
I'll tell you. This is right. I got to trade Bergman for her. So there was that.
To be fair, Mason and Ireland need a Bergman.
Yeah.
They don't want a Lindsay because they want a Bergman. That's all.
What is the difference between a Lindsay and a Bergman? What do they get in a
question?
Bergman? What do they get in a Bergman?
You tell me.
Don't answer that.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, let's go. That's like, you know, I'll use a Cavsism for you.
Cleveland alert?
Cleveland alert.
Thank
and
you.
It's me this time.
Wow.
Are you going to Kevin Love Me?
No. When the Cavs traded for, I remember David Griffin went up to LeBron. When he was with the Cavs, when LeBron went back to the Cavs for the second time when he got traded or went back during free agency. And David Griffin was the general manager and said, hey, we can get him on Shumpert, who was a great perimeter defender, 3-and-D player at the time. He's like, but we got to take J.R. Smith. And LeBron's response was like, let's get J.R. Smith. You know what I mean? So it was like, that was my reaction. They're like, hey, there's an issue with Mason and Ireland, you know, so you're going to have to give up Bergman and take Lindsay. I was like, yeah, give me Lindsay. We're good.
Wait, was that how it was presented?
You were the J.R. Smith.
There was
that.
An issue, and then you were going to have to give up Bergman? I thought it was more like...
He's embellishing here.
Okay.
And then I was like, you were the J.R. Smith in that deal. I was like, wait, forget Iman Shumpert. No disrespect to Iman Shumpert, but give me J.R. Smith. There's a lot of higher ceiling there.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I know how many timeouts
though.
We have. More, like, I feel like I'm like almost like the... Not the LeBron, but like I'm definitely not like the J.R. Smith anymore.
But was there a call of a trade?
Yeah, there was a call.
Or
I fielded a call.
Or was it more of a, we're doing this?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was like, this is the trade.
Right. Oh, so the trade had already gone down.
In the minds, yes.
No, it was offered. I could have nixed the trade. And I was asked, are you okay with this? And I said, I'm more than okay with it. Bring it on. Bring Lindsay over.
Baseball.
I just think, you know, like I said, it's just, you know, I'm kind of like, it's kind of like Russell Westbrook on the Clippers, you know, like with Greg. I feel like he does well there, but Russell Westbrook wasn't.
So, Cappy, do you have any friends that, you know, do some crazy stuff for social media clout?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I wish I did.
Yeah, right, Cap. You do stuff all the time on the Cappy Cast. I saw you do the TikTok dance the other day. Like, come on, don't lie.
That was to get social media.
I mean,
why else do you do that stuff, Cap?
Well, we were in the middle of a broadcast and we started talking about this and then I started doing the dance and then somebody cut it up and put it on social media. I didn't do it.
I mean, it's the clout, meaning like it's your show is on YouTube. I guess you could call that a form of social media.
Of course it is.
Dead Meow 5.
Yeah, what's he saying?
He calls you out all the time.
I know he does. He's good.
His part of his job is to listen to the show.
Okay, what is he saying now?
You know, first, I mean, they down there, they call this the show up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it.
They should call it. Never mind.
The show up there.
You guys have insulted them so much that they've decided to battle
how
back.
How have I?
You have so insulted.
How have I insulted?
Yeah,
calling them the Cappy Cast?
You not Yes, everybody here.
How is that an insult?
I'll tell you right now. I can't even ask a question.
We should bring the Cappy Cast guys on. Let them
Morales
speak.
Won't allow it.
He won't allow it.
Why?
Chris said no.
Chris has said no.
Yeah, Chris has said
no. I didn't know Chris
no.
had veto power.
He vehemently said no.
He said no.
I think Greg,
over
too.
His dead body, I believe he said.
Why? Yeah. Why are you guys like that?
I'm not like that.
Talk to Christopher.
Horrible. Yeah. Horrible. Rude.
You should ask Morales.
So, Dead Meow.
Yeah, what's his story?
Who keeps an eye on you down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show down there.
One? No, both.
He keeps both eyes.
Yeah.
That's part of his job.
What's Dead Meow
like,
saying?
He's like, you remember in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Like he's like the Watchman. The Night's Watch.
He's on the watch.
He's the Night's Watch.
Lindy and I are out of that reference.
Yeah. Dead Meow's like the guy with the red beard.
He's part of the Night's Watch. If you watch Game of Thrones, that's what Dead Meow and our Sedano and Cap Circle
Snow.
Of Trust is. Yes, he's Jon Snow.
We totally don't get
it. If you would get it, it would be hilarious.
Clearly, because you guys are both red.
Oh, yeah. My God. That
like
was
tomatitos, you know?
Dead Meow is Jon Snow.
Dead is Jon Snow. Yeah.
Okay,
so anyway, I can't even see anymore. My eyes are watering. So he says, ironic at Scott Kaplan calling out at Flea333, which is your move. You always tag the person. He's tagging them too.
I love Flea.
For having such famous buddy on his podcast when Cappy's always bragging about having his comedian friends on the Cappy Cast.
Well, it turns out.
So you're doing one of those podcasts you just said you don't like.
Turns out that Flea is not doing that. Flea is not just having some podcast.
But you called out Flea thinking he might have been doing that when you do that is the point, is what he's saying.
I wish
what
I
Jon
had.
What Jon Snow just said.
I wish I had all these celebrity friends to keep bringing on my podcast.
You have all your celebrity friends on there.
Granted, LA is going to make Dead Meow 5 with like a Jon Snow Photoshop now. It's going to be great. In the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. By the way, we've had like 20 people jump in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust today alone. And I know you got to get approved. It takes it some time. Like, I got to go through it. But it's really, honestly, we only do it because, no joke, 25 bots a day try to become part of the community. So I do that just so you don't have to deal with the nonsense of the bots. So if you want to be part of the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, go to Twitter, go to the community section, type in Sedano and Cap in the search bar. And I know a lot of people do it overnight because they're listening to the podcast. But feel free to do that and enjoy the shenanigans.
And coming up here in Dealer's Choice, I want to talk very directly to those who are in the Circle of Trust.
Okay.
About Friday.
Okay, great. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about in Dealer's Choice. Hey, look, we're off tomorrow because of the Laker game. Laker game tomorrow tips off at 6 o'clock, so we never even make it onto the air tomorrow. Mason and Ireland go right till 4:30, which is when the pregame goes. So we're not going to be here tomorrow to hype this event. But I just want to say to everybody, if you have not gotten tickets to the Mandy's, and they are now like impossible to get, we are giving away tickets to the Mandy's on Friday at Solita in Anaheim. We're also giving away tickets to see the Angels play that night. They're playing the Texas Rangers. So you'll win the tickets. You'll go to the game. Me and George are going to get off the air at 7, and then we'll come meet you at the game where we'll all hang out together. And I'm bringing Chris Morales. I'm bringing Boss Amanda. I'm bringing the Mishbucha. You feel me? So Friday, Solita, be there. Wherever you live, man, it doesn't really, you got to come south, come south. You got to come up north, do it. And here's why. Because this is going to be our last chance to hang until the Mandy's. So get out, be there, hug it out, bring it in, press the flesh, the whole deal. We'll see you guys all on Friday. How's that feel?
Still have 2.5 more minutes.
No, I realize that, but I just wanted to, you know, really hype that, George.
Yeah, yeah.
That seemed like an outro.
Yeah, yeah. You were like almost like peace out.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too. I was like, whoa.
You want me to mic? You want me to drop the mic and just get out of here?
I mean, if you want.
No, I don't want to leave, but I just want to say I'd like everybody to show up. I love everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody showing up, Cap.
Okay.
All your, what was it, like 15,000 people that he says sees us on YouTube.
Well, like, let me ask you a question. Like, is Greg and PV coming?
I don't know.
Dead Meow's never seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah, me neither. Laura, that's what we were. You guys were dying.
Wrong with you people?
You were. I mean, seriously, parecían tomates. See? That's how red you guys were. See? And me and Lindsay were back here, like,
we don't get it. Yeah. So I'm looking for Dead Meow 5 on Friday. I'm looking for Casper V. I'm looking for Crypto Ray.
What about Tommy Tommy? Is he going to be there?
Tommy's always in the house.
By the way, did you guys see that Cappy put a autographed photo of himself and Tommy Tommy on my desk? Like, it's like a decoration now in my office.
Oh, right. I did not see
that's
that.
Right. He's wearing his Sedano and Cap t-shirt. Yeah. That's right.
Get cute.
It's right it is very cute.
It's right next to like my bobbleheads and stuff.
Get
it's,
cute.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm looking, though, for like Greg and PV.
I mean, people also were.
I'm looking for Tim in the OC. Mm-hmm. We're coming down to the OC.
Mm-hmm.
Are you questioning these people? Because you've questioned the authenticity of Greg,
And PV.
That's right. Yeah. I am okay. Questioning his authenticity.
This is why. Okay.
You know?
Just wanted to make sure.
Because Beto Duran might show up, but no Greg and PV, and then you don't see those two guys together.
Do you still think Greg and PV and Beto Duran are the same person?
Beto
huh?
Duran, see.
No.
That's like wondering if Rob Pelinka and Rob Lowe are the same person.
Rob Pelinka and Rob Lowe, I said that to you guys the other day, and I know I'm not the only person who thinks that.
No, but Lindsay Burley, like, it was funny. We were talking here with Greg, sorry to cut you off, Cap, and she goes, that's who he looks like. And me and Greg are like, you just connected?
I knew it. I just couldn't think of, like, who the actual person was.
Yeah, and then they showed a split screen last night of Rob Lowe and Rob Pelinka. And then Rob Pelinka told the story earlier today on Mason in Ireland.
That they hired, that they faked out a bunch of like season ticket holders saying that Rob the GM would talk and it was Rob Lowe and no one actually realized it wasn't him.
And Rob That's Lowe crazy. Spoke so well about the Lakers that everybody's like, boy, your GM's really well spoken.
Yeah. By the way, Den Meow also says in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, Cap is going to end up on one of these girl gym influencer TikToks.
Oh, yes.
They record the creeper in the background, checking them out as they work out.
1,000%.
That's totally.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not a good thing, Cap.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying it's a thing. Like a real thing.
I think you should do a TikTok with the Island Boys.
Island Boys. By the way, I should go to Islands tonight.
Dude, you like, seriously, you can't get rid of that little twang now. You speak and it just comes out.
The Island Boys?
Yeah.
The Island Boys.
That's not good.
Island Boys. Your team got smoked. Yeah, yeah. Anita Marks is coming up. How about that?
Is Bet LA next?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Is that what's happening?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Excellent. Is Anita Marks there?
I'm sure she is.
Can we talk to her?
Hi, Anita.
Give me 1 second. Let me put her up.
Yeah. If she's there, I'd like to say hello.
Yellow.
You guys know that the Lakers were like plus 1,000 to win the title as of like 2 days ago?
Really?
Yeah. And now they're like less than that.
I put $50 on it.
At plus 1,000.
Damn, 1, girl.
That's right.
There you go. Anita.
Hi.
How are you?
She has no
I'm
idea
great.
She's on the air. Anita,
it's
you know you're on the air?
No, I think she's got a little bit of
I
delay.
I do. I do.
All right. Just want to make sure we didn't get
yeah,
off.
Yeah,
what
I
do
know.
You got? What do you got going on the show today?
Yeah.
You got everybody game two odds for the Warriors-Lakers? What do you got going on?
Wow. What don't I have going on? Yeah, I'm talking about the Lakers. I'm talking about game two. I'm talking about the series, which by the way, you can get the Lakers to win the series at minus 165. I've got the Puck Daddy coming on to talk some NHL. We're getting everybody ready for the Kentucky Derby, is going to be
like
great. 20 horses, a lot of parity. Fat Jack joins us. Bigger Picture NBA. Keith Stewart joins us to talk about the Wells Fargo. He's off early tomorrow morning. Watch out, Jordan Spieth. And Stormy Bonantani joins me for the XFL Championship and some NHL as well. So we're locked and loaded. We're covering all the bases, no pun intended.
Ah, I love that. All right, we'll be listening on the way home. Apparently, Laura says you have a crazy long delay for us, so we don't want to keep you there any longer. Plus, we want to hear the show. Have a great show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Fantastic. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, there she is. Bet LA, Anita Marks coming up next. Cappy, great job. Lindsay and Laura, great job. Bet LA with Anita Marks is up next.